Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hey,
He's not on
on
yet.
Yasmin.
Hello.
Hi. Come on, yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that on yet?
Okay, we'll wait.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Welcome. Hello.
We will begin with the verse for certainty from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, verse 29. We'll start with the Lashen Yehud. Lashen Yehud, Kuchka Barisa, Lishkite, Itchilu, Urshimu, Itchilu, Itchilu, Urshimu. Leakta, Lashem, Yote, Bavate. Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu fenenei aleinu maasei yadeinu feneneihu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Turihu Poma De Aved Ve'eila Wittata Olai u kishot biyovada dikshot, veleid lach mila bialma divae bar nach, vedach yaleya mineya ulan haga, veyakalana dehuachach ulu ovada dikshot inun wikolai stirif. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse that connects to this energy from the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom. Leamil Yisrael, Tati Vishakam, Tahta Willow Yergaz, Old Willow Yosifu, Vene Avla La Anoto, Ka Asheva Risholda. Last night we counted the 40th day of the Omer. Tonight we will start with the counting at steps 2 with the verses prior to the blessing. Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yigmor Be'adi. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Hazdecha Leolam Maaseh Yadicha, El Teref 57:3. Ezra Elohim El Yom La El Gomer Alayim. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'e'ebor alayis va'e'eresh mitvoseset. V'damayis va'yomar lach v'damayis va'yin. Va'yomar lach v'damayis va'yin. Psalm 104, verses 1 and 2. Barki nafshi et Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Elohim Yohei Wahei, Elohei Gedalta, Gedalta Meod, Od with Hadar Levashet, Levoshet, Levashta. Ote or Kesalma note Shemaim Keria. The blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Olam Asher kidushanu b'mitzvotav b'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Ha'yom echad b'arbaim yom la'omer shehen chamisha shavuot b'shisha yamim. Today is day 41 of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 6 days. The number 41 spells the word mother, im, aleph mem sofit. The inner light. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bimhera bi'ameinu. Amen. Psalm 67. Lam natseah bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er pana vitanu selah. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha. V'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha amim Elohim. Yoducha amim ulam. Yismechu viranenu ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim. Ba'aretz. The letter is the letter Sadi. The letter Sadi means righteous, means a Sadiq. What parts of our personality and our character traits prevent us from becoming righteous, from becoming a Sadiq? Those are the character traits that we need to work on constantly. Ba'aretz tanem selah. Yodukamim Elohim, Yodukamim Kulam. Elohim Aretz Na'atna Yuvula, Yuvarkenu Eloheinu. The word Eloheinu, which is connected to the name of God Elohim, which also means judges. It's a code word for the leading angels, the surrounding angels. Have you created angels that need to be completed? How can you create more good angels and remove the bad ones from hanging around you? By looking at your character traits and changing them. Yivarkenu Elohim v'yiru oto kol afse haretz. Yana bekoach, ana bekoach, gedulat shemincha tatir serura. Aleph bet gimel yitzak sadi. Kabel rinat amcha sag benu. Sacharenu Nora. Ufreshayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Devavach Amre. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashim. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkacha Tamid Gamle Betet Reish Saditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Tero Tuka Nael Adatecha Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zofre Kedushatecha. The letter Kuf, the first letter of the last word in the sixth verse. The letter Kuf is both a letter and a word. As a word, it means a monkey. A monkey mimics the appearances of man. In what ways are you mimicking the appearances of animals? The appearance of Hashem. What needs to change about you so you no longer mimic animals? Shavatenu kabel ushmatzi akatenu. Yodea talumot. Shinkufat sariyata. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. The 41st journey in the desert was leaving Dibal Tema and camping in Avarim in the Avarim Mountains in front of Mount Nebo. Now they arrive at the Abarim Mountains, which Moses climbs to see the Promised Land before he prepares to die and be gathered up to your people. This is the final journey in all our lives. Actually, it's the next to the final one. The transition from life to death. Death obviously is terrible. It symbolizes an end, a disconnection. We associate it with a finality and a permanence. We no longer see and touch, speak and laugh with our loved ones whose souls have departed this plane. Even with deep faith in the soul's immortality and continued eternal journey, death is absolutely devastating. Even if the soul can see us, we cannot see it. Yet, the journey does go on. As said, as sad as Moses' death is, symbolizing that the world remains in concealment, the mountain range is called Abarim, which means passing through or opposite of. Some say that they were called Abarim because they were opposite the crossing point to Jericho. Others explain that from its peak, one could see the burial places of Aaron and Miriam. Death is also a journey, a passage to another place. Though Moses went up the mountain and did not enter the Promised Land, his legacy remained eternal, and the next generation, trained and inspired by Moses, did indeed enter the land, led by Moses' loyal student, Joshua. And here we are today, still telling the story, remembering and reliving Moses' life and his teachings. Here, too, we have the paradox of death, coupled with knowing that this is a passageway, Abarim, and the journey continues, together with the Promised Land, a gaze of a holy man that actually affected and helped to refine the land. And that Moses' final passage was on Nebo, which consists of two words, Nun, which is 50, and Bo, within. Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat ha'omer, yedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betorata huspartem, lachem mimacharat ha'shabbat, מיום הביאכם מתו אומר התנופה שבע שבתות שתמימות תהיינה ממחרת השבת השביעית תספירו 50 יום כדי שיתחרו נפשות עמך Yisrael mizohamatam uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai yohewache Eloheinu Elohei avoteinu shebizkut sefirat haomer shesafarti hayom yetukan ma shebagamti besefirah Yesod should be Yesod. Yesod means the foundation, but it also means creativity, creation, sexuality. So what does the foundation of sexuality look like? What does the foundation of creation look like? V'yatzahir v'yatzkadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. The Tzaddikim that left this day, the 41st day of the Omer, which is the 26th day of the Omer. Some tremendous Mekubalim left this day. Rabbi Sadia ben Yosef Gaon. Sadia Gaon is a famous Kabbalist. He strengthened Judaism when it was under attack from the Karaites around the year 1000. Rabbi Aaron LaPapa, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, known as the Ramchal, a very famous Mekubal. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Chaim of Volotian, a third famous Mekubal. Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu of Zvil, and Rabbi Shlomo Shlomki Goldman, known as the Sevili Rebbe, and Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Epstein. And step 11 is the prophet associated with Yesod Shavi Yesod. It's Baruch Ben Neria. And his name translates as the blessing of the son of God's candle. Shalom. We will say a Baruch Shem once again, in case we don't have the vessel for the energy we've drawn, please say it in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class for the Parasha of Bechukotai. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row of the matrix, on the right-hand column, when you press the left, press the link, and then scroll down to the Parasha of Bechukotai. And when that opens up, we are starting over again with section one. This past Shabbat evening, we finished with section 16. We finished the whole section. We said Chazak, etc. Now we will start over with section one. So we're in the Parasha of Bechukotai, section 1, Pasuk 1, and we'll say a L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urshimud, Hilu, Hilu, Urshimu, Le'ata, L'Shem Yichud, Shem Yichud, Yichude, Zephor Hashem Mehaya Lanu Zahor Hashem Livne Edom Vila Baeli Ashkecha Alana Hu Amar Lan Behava Upevau Zechor na ein na ela lishon biyuta Vianan la ashkacha niyara Peya ke gavna da anan savitin Zechor Hashem mehaya lanu Zechor Hashem livne edom Zechor adatcha, kanita kedem zachrane, Hashem bitsun laimecha, vila bali ashkacha ilan. Rabbi Yossi said, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel, remember now, woe to us that we cry, we sob and weep. Remember, Hashem, what has come upon us. Remember, Hashem, against the children of Edom. Yet He does not want to pay attention to us, because when He said to us, oh, remember, in words of entreaty, we did not attend to Him. We therefore shout with words like, remember, Hashem, what has come upon us. Remember, Hashem, against the children of Edom. Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old. Remember me, Hashem, when you show favor to your people. Yet He does not wish to pay attention to us. My commentary. The Kabbalah is always reminding us that we create the world that we live in. We are co-creators with Hashem, and that is what these verses are teaching us. Pasuk 4. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Vadai Kuchabarifu Ashkach Alan Da dir vada kirlan Ilav dihu ashkach behu Yisrael vada kirlon la yitu Chad yoma begaluta hahidiki viachkam zot Ve'yachotam ve'eretzot Old Atem, we go mare to Chabarisu, la veid lanke ovadana. Rabbi Yehuda said, surely the Holy One, blessed be He, constantly pays attention to us and remembers us. For had He not attended to Israel and remembered us, they would not have survived in exile a single day. Hence it says, and yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, for the Holy One, blessed be He, does not reward us in accordance with our deeds. I am adding, this is the mercy of Hashem. When you do negative things, Hashem creates the world without giving you what you have earned due to these negative actions. This is something we need to learn. When we receive the effect of our negative actions, and it feels painful and uncomfortable, it is actually less pain than we have earned. Hashem is merciful. I hope you realize the truth of this statement. Remember, express your appreciation for Hashem, not rewarding you with the full effect of your negative actions. Also, this applies to the effects of your good actions. Mercy gives you a greater positive effect for your positive actions than you have earned. You also need to learn to appreciate this extra love from Hashem. Pasuk 5. Tachate ba'alach ha'akim hawa Berav harshin bi'ovadei Yedot yatir min ba'alam V'haki olit ba'ko ma'devae Barnash b'hai alma b'ful chana Dekut shabarichu ba'eli tadra Be'ovada, be'ovada. Letata divo vada, diltata itar ovada leela, viovada da bae, vikdusha, daha ukmuha, uva atar delet ovada, itmila, uvmila, Tifu Matalia Ovadali Itara Leela Kimadivanam Leitara Tifu Kedusha Ila Abiovada Ubmila Hakina Me Inun Diyachan Masitra Dimsa Avuta Payain Litara Sitra Dilhon Beovada Ubmila Befuma. Come and see. Balak was wise and the greatest sorcerer in his deeds, even more so than Bilam. I have learned that when a man wishes for something from the works of the Holy One, blessed be he, it behooves him to arouse it through a deed below, since through the lower deed, the upper deed is aroused. The deed below should be done in holiness, as already explained. Where there is no deed, there is speech, and it depends upon word of mouth to provoke the deed above. As supernal holiness should be aroused by action and speech, so should all from the side of defilement arouse their aspect through action and word of mouth. My commentary. The spiritual system works in the following way. Human beings do an action which can also be words. This activates the flow of energy that then manifests in the physical world exactly what was, what is required. Now, when this is done in holiness, it will manifest holiness. And when the action is impure, the manifestation is impure. Now that you know the system, use it well. The sixth pasuk. Ve'agid v'ilam harsha Hawa rav mikol harshin Tiyoma harsha ila amineya Hawa balak v'kesem Hawa balak rav mikol hakimin Ubliam v'nachash Hakesem b'nachash tirem Darginin kesed kesem Hatalya b'ovada Nachash la talya be'ovada Ela bistakluta Umila tefume v'kadim Mitarin alayhu rucha misava Le'id la b'shabahu V'aved ma de'aved Though Bilam was the greatest of all the sorcerers in the world, Balak was a greater sorcerer than he, for Balak was the greatest in divination, while Bilam was great in enchantment. Divination and enchantment is supported by sight and speech. The spirit of defilement is then aroused upon them to be clothed by them, and it does what it does. My commentary. The spiritual working works from consciousness and consciousness alone. A child is taught to do the mitzvah first, so that he creates the body of the angel, being that it is his, her, or our creation. When we realize the power of consciousness, the mitzvah is then completed with the proper consciousness, and that becomes the additional creation for that mitzvah. The spiritual system is set up that the way one wants to go is the way that the spiritual system supports your physical efforts. If one wants to be defiled, the spiritual system will support this. And this is how Bilam became a prophet. He was kadosh, he was holy, and reached the level of a prophet. Then Bilam chose to go the way of the negative system, and he was supported in that direction. Be careful. The current attitude that everything is good as long as I do not hurt someone. This is a step in choosing the negative system when one thinks he is doing positive actions. The seventh pasuk. We Israel Kadishin Lav Hake Elakulu Kadishin Vikolovadaihu Leitara Alaihu Rucha Kadisha Kada'a Adyagre Aleinu Ruach Bamarom Biad Kitiv Ki Lo Nachash Biyakov Bilo Kesem Biyisrael Geha Inun Besitra Dikucha Ila'a Achiran Achidan Biovadaihu Bikdushatu Uktusha mitare alayhu Umit labashan ba. It is not so for Holy Israel, for they are all holy, and all their deeds are done to bring a Holy Spirit upon them, as it is written, until a Spirit be poured upon us from on high. It is therefore written, surely there is no enchantment in Jacob, nor is there any divination in Israel. For Israel are attached to the side of the supernal masses, the supernal holiness. Their deeds are done in holiness, and holiness is brought upon them, and they are clothed with holiness. My commentary. The holiness applies when one follows the mitzvot. Go against the mitzvot, which is the spiritual system, and that system will support you becoming what you want to do. when Meyer Lansky and Bugsy Siegel chose Murder Incorporated, the system they followed was good and holy, since both were Jews. The actions that they did were designed to elevate the sparks of light that they needed to elevate. Yet they will need to cleanse many mistakes that they did during their next incarnations. It is better, in my opinion, to choose the path that brings you closer to Hashem in a shorter manner. Pasuk 8. V'tachatzi b'kesem hawa balak rav mikol hakimin udilam v'nachash b'yad b'shata k'va'a balak v'itcha b'ra ha'imeya makiti v'yeltu Zikne Moav, Zikne Midyan, Uksamim Biyadam, Tachatzi, Yada, Bamila Defuma, Awa Bilam, Rav Mikol Harkarshin, Bialma, Uvistaklota Yehahu Nachash Hawa Yada Lekutavna Shata Viyad Ba'a Balak Viyashlema Mila Dekasem Winachash. Come and see. Balak was the greatest sage in divination, and Bilam in enchantment. Therefore, when Balak wished to join them, it is written, and the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. Come and see, according to the word of mouth, Bilam was the greatest sorcerer in the world, and by applying to enchantment, he knew how to fix the time of cursing. His curses therefore prevailed. Consequently, Balak wished to complete it with divination and enchantment, and hence he joined him. My commentary. In every day there is a moment where Hashem is angry. If one knows that moment, then a curse will manifest. And every day there is a moment where Hashem supports a blessing, that is an effect without a cause, where no bread of shame attaches to the blessing. Hebrew astrology teaches how to know when those moments happen in our physical world. Hebrew astrology teaches how to know when these moments happen in our physical world. The spiritual system works only one way. Divination, enchantment are just using the tools that Hashem created for us with the consciousness of oneself alone. Make sure you do not do this. Change your consciousness to be sharing before you do any action. The ninth pasuk. Al kudsha barichu rasha hakadamutcha banei ovada itbegavnu bekol sitrin bishin bezinin bishin becharshin dialma la yachlin lekarva bechadayu Tikulu Archin Nikamea Bishin Bizinin Yah. Yaklin the Karva Bahadai Hu the Kulu Ari King Mika Maya Umai Hu Ohel Moed Umane Kuchava Shimushe Mikisha Uktoret Kitoret Yoma Udre Bisbechot Lemebad Ovada Bisbechot Vishulchan Vilechem Apanim Vietakiur Vietkano Vikama Shemoshim Leovada Lemila Defumaha Aron Utrelo Chayav Deirai Huta Viacharon Vekapara Alama Bislota Vekoyoma Vewande Yashka Ahurasha Behayamar Kilo Nahash Biyako Willo Kasyan Israel Memtet Hashem Elo Av Imo the Harushat Melech Bo. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, evil man, my children preceded you. They have something among themselves for which no evil sides, no wicked species, nor any magic in the world can approach them. All flee them. What is this in the tent of meeting, with its vessels of holiness and articles of service of the temple, incense of spices that animals bear, any draft and fury in the world, both above and below? The daily offerings and the burnt offerings, two altars upon which to perform the service of the altar, a table and its showbread, the laver and the pedestal. There are also its articles of service related to speech, the ark, the two tablets of the Torah, and Aaron, who daily atones for the people in prayer. When that wicked man saw this, he said, surely there is no enchantment in Jacob, nor is there any divination in Israel. There is no enchantment in Jacob, nor is there any divination in Israel. Why? Because Hashem, his Elohim, is with him, and the trumpet blast of a king is in him. My commentary. When Hashem created the universes, He had mankind in mind. Therefore, He created free will, and He created the concept of one side opposite the other side. He also created the idea of an upper Sanhedrin and a lower Sanhedrin. The lower Sanhedrin is populated by the highest souls among the children of Israel. The upper Sanhedrin is populated by the angelic ministers. Hashem lowered himself to be an angelic minister called Elohim for the nation of the children of Israel. Start to learn how the spiritual system works and how the words of the Torah are code words. Listen to understand the language of branches from the Torah. The 10th verse. V'yadami zacharna Bivau minaiku Hawo dekirin hauzina deitchabaru Balaku vilam the shetza aluku la yakilu yana achidna bekuka ava yachid bibriya velashavikleya biga viachara min hashitim viad hagilgal. My dalka belda, ela amar kuchabarichu, le Yisrael bevau, minaychu hawo dekirin, kozim na de hawehun, achidan fi velayakil hau, rasha becharshu, Bekismo v'shalta alaiku kewan Bishvak chuntun yedaiku liachada betbi V'chayeveitun v'shitim maketi V'yakal ha'am v'ishtachavu Lelo Hechem Begil Gal Kada Begil Gal Shivarim Zimechu Dain Shalitu Bechushin Edchu Kon Bekolda Amai Lema'an Diatsikot Hashem Kolinun Sadakot Tidako diavet na leku Bezim na deyatu nachidan bi Bela shavik na Mila diyalma Beshalta abeku berugza Batata bezimim Ishin la yaklin lekar va beku. The Holy One blessed be, therefore said, O my people, remember, pray, and be mindful of the time when Balak and Bilam united to destroy you, but could not because I held you as a father holds his child. And does not leave his child in the hands of another. From Shittim to Gilgal, what is the relation between them? And he answers, The Holy One, blessed be he, said to Israel, Please remember that as long as you were attached to me, that evil man did not prevail against you with his magic and wizardry. Once you loosened your hands from holding to me, and were at Shittim, as it is written, and the people ate and bowed down to their Elohim. And at Gilgal, as it is written, in Gilgal they have sanctified bullocks. Then your enemies overpowered you. What is the reason for all of that? That you may know the righteous acts of Hashem, namely all the righteous deeds I did for you, when you were attached to me. I let nothing in the world have power over you, and the walls and the wrath above and below and the wicked things were not able to come near you. My commentary. Shittim can be translated as a sea of rebels. Gilgal can be translated as referring to reincarnation. The whole message of these curses and blessings in the Chukotai is dealing with the effect on people, of people, rebelling against the statutes of Hashem. The effect of this rebellion, not keeping the statutes, is to be reincarnated. That's the end of the section, the end of our time. Does anyone have any questions? classes tomorrow at 7 a.m. West Coast time. We will have a class on the Psalms, continuing our study of Psalm 67. I hope you join us. Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Gadol to all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Good night.
Thanks. Good night.